In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Salam alaikum, dear listeners. It's Muhammad Elia. Welcome to Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with the title The Importance of Efforts. روي عن محمد بن علي الباقر ما من شيء أحب إلى الله من عمل يداوم عليه وإن قل. Imam Baqir, the fifth infallible Imam, says there is nothing more beloved to God than a consistent deed, even if it is small. There are numerous hadiths and some verses related to this topic, dear listeners. There are some points on that and on hadiths and in the verses also. The first verse is on Surah Najm, verse 39. لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. That nothing belongs to man except what he strives for. You know, it is kind of general rule for everyone, regardless of being Muslim, Christian, or any other religion that a person may have. لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ. It means that if a person tries hard, he will reach his goals, no matter he's of a specific religion or not. So it is a general rule. It is the first point. Who strives and has efforts will attain his goals. There's a story about a champion in running who was asked, don't you like sleeping till, I know, 9 or 10 a.m.? He answered, every day I have such feeling to keep sleeping, but I get up and exercise and practice for my sport from the early in the morning. And the second point here is continuation of efforts. We have different hadith on that the best work is that which is consistent, even if it is small. أَفْضَلُ الْأَعْمَالِ أَدْوَمُهُ means the person who continues an effort is better than the person who has efforts, but it is not continuing. So incomplete work in action is not admirable, is not admired in Islam. And the third point here is that having tolerance and patience. You know, in our life journey, we have lots of difficulties and obstacles in our goals, to reach our goals. If a person doesn't have tolerance and patience in his life journey, he couldn't be a successful person. But the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of God be upon him and his progeny, in a hadith mentions three signs for patience. Means people who are patient. First, he avoids laziness. He is not a lazy person. And second one, he doesn't complain. He is not a nagger one. And the third one, he doesn't complain against God. God, what was that problem? I didn't expect that, and so forth and so on. With these three elements, we can admittedly say each person can reach his goal, inshallah. May God bless us all. Thank you for being with us. It was Muhammad Elia with the hadith of the day with the title of The Importance of Efforts on Iran Radio. Bye for now. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد